This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, you're listening to Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and our guest on the show today is the CEO of a company called Sparadise. It's basically an online platform where you get to book spa-level treatments at home, which is fine. But I wondered if people really wanted spa treatments at home, or if they really like going to actual spas because of the vibes, the aesthetic, the scent, you know, the smell, the aroma, the place. And I was also really curious about quality control and safety measures. It's a good idea, but I'm guessing there's a lot that goes into making it work. So I've invited Hafiz Safi to the show today. He is the CEO and founder of Sparadise to have a chat about this app that's currently in its expansion phase. Hafiz, let's start with the gap in the market. Like, what is the gap here? Like, what are you trying to solve with Sparadise?
So basically, we are solving a problem, for example, like for a busy professional who are not necessarily able to schedule their time to meet within the regular hours of traditional salons, or for those who need a last-minute styling or blowout for an event, but don't have enough time to schedule something last-minute. So with Sparadise, we can give their flexibility to book to book the services through our mobile apps, and our therapists will go to the customer location. So we see that the potential of the beauty industry in the market is very huge and big. So with the Sparadise, we try to fix the problem, and then we see that there is a potential for us to helping our customer and our therapists.
But don't people like going to the spa, like I mentioned, like, you know, to get a massage or get spa treatments, you know, because of the aesthetics, the vibe and stuff like that?
Okay, first of all, our service not limited into massage only. Mm-hmm. So we have multiple services. For example, we have manicure, pedicure, mm-hmm. facial treatment, makeup, mm-hmm. hair stylist. So it depends on the service that customer book. Mm-hmm. For example, if you talk about the massage, some people love to go to the massage center. But there is a certain segment, certain people that need privacy area.
Okay. Right?
They cannot go outside because they don't have time to go outside. Mm-hmm. They don't have car to go there. Certain people, they ask for the service at their workspace. Mm-hmm. So not limited into home, but also we cover at the work at office.
How did you know this was a problem though? Like because you need to know there's a market for something before starting a business, right? So how did you know that there would be demand for something like Sparadise?
So this is based on my own experience actually.
Okay.
So before I started this business, I love to go to spa. I always go to spa.
Okay.
I think every month at least once. Mm-hmm. When I go to the massage center, I need sometimes I read full book. Mm-hmm. So same goes to the previous stories. I need to wait for the 3 hours, 4 hours to get my set, my appointment. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a problem that the market they need to fix. Mm-hmm. Right? Because my background is in IT.
Okay.
I develop apps, website, and systems. So I think why not if I can solve the problem within my current situation?
Mm-hmm. You basically solve your own problem first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you know other people wanted this as well? Just not you.
Yeah, so I'm also from the TVET in the TVET Academy. Besides IT, there is a few of my friends that also looking for example, like confinement massage.
Okay,
because I'm also a married man.
Okay,
I need to find therapies that can for massage late for
women in confinement.
Women in confinement.
Yeah.
But you don't know what's the quality of the massage or the service. You don't know what's the quality of the service. You know the feedback from the customer, their previous customer.
Yeah.
So, of course, before I do this startups, I do the market validation.
Mm-hmm.
I ask people, I ask my friends, I do survey to get feedback from others. I see that not only me, but mm-hmm. all of my friends looking for the solution like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only not only me, but also other people
who need the same service.
Who need the same service, yeah.
I want to ask you this about, like, no offense to anybody's mm-hmm. house or what, but not everybody's house is suitable for spa treatment. you know, you need certain space,
mm-hmm.
you need certain facilities,
mm-hmm.
maybe even certain like lighting, you know, to give the, that's why people go to Spark. And I mean, they need the aesthetic, the vibe, the feeling,
the feelings,
and all, the
feel
of the smell and all.
So actually, there's it doesn't matter if anybody can get the service at their place, because in the first place, when they book the service, I think they reset their mind what kind of the service that they will get.
Mm.
But of course, we try to complement in terms of helping customer to get the ambience like the spa.
Mm.
We train our therapists to bring their stuff. They bring the portable bed.
Mm.
And also the towels, and then all the candles,
the aromatherapy,
candles and so on. At least they get their feel at the spa.
How does Paradise make money? You know, I'm asking about like your revenue stream, like, because you hire freelancers on the platform, you are like the middleman, and then they get paid for their services. Where does your cut come from?
Yeah, so basically we take a transaction fee, around 25% per transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest, the balance goes to therapist. 75% goes to the therapist.
It's a transaction cut.
The main transaction for our spreaders.
Okay. 75%. Let's talk about quality control for a bit, because how do you ensure that all the people you have on the platform are professional and that they can maintain that level of quality, because they are representing your brand at the end of the day. They are representing Spa-radise when they go out there, even though they are freelancers. So what's your quality control like?
Okay, so before they are on board into become our therapist, they need to enter the interview first.
Mm-hmm.
So we interview the candidates. And then our partner is our beautician.
Mm-hmm.
Will check their background.
Mm-hmm.
So either they have certificate or not. What is their previous experience? Who is their customer before? And we do all the checklists before they onboard officially to our platform.
As best as possible.
Yeah.
What kind of qualifications do they need? Like what are you looking for when you onboard these people?
Okay, so first they need to have a certificate, at least SKM Sijil Kemahiran Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
For beauty, okay, or based on the experience. Sometimes depends on service, they don't have the proper education.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the proper qualification. So, but they started their skills based on experience. Sometimes for example, like makeup.
Yeah.
They learn from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we try to be fair for them. That one of the criteria.
So you give them like a test.
We give them tests.
Oh, okay. Mm. So they have to, like, let's say for makeup, they have to do the makeup in front of you.
Yeah.
You will see if they qualify.
Even not only makeup, but all the services.
Mm.
They need to do the exercise, the test, after we interview them. So from that, we evaluate the quality of the services that they provided for the customer.
What about people skills?
Yeah. That one is more on SOP.
Mm.
So what do and don'ts that they need to
what they need to follow?
Need to follow when go to the customer location.
Yeah.
So what is the script that they need to follow?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a session.
Mm-hmm.
We train them, and then at least they have the standard
things to say when they go to the house.
Exactly.
Right, we need to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more from Hafiz Safi and his company Spa-radise when we come back. BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
And we are back on Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and our guest on today's show is Hafiz Safi. He is the CEO and founder of Spa-radise. It's an online tool that lets you book spa treatments that show up at your doorstep and happen in your home. I guess this leads me to the question of safety, you know, for your customers and for your squad, because, you know, we are more conventional in the way that we are a bit more careful about strangers coming into our homes and going into strangers' homes, kind of. So how do you tackle that issue? Like as an employer, how do you ensure the safety of everyone?
All the therapists is covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So every time they go to the customer place, the insurance covered if there is anything happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Same goes to the customer. when they book the service, they have the option if they want to buy the insurance or not. So they can buy the protection. It's like AirAsia ticket for insurance for AirAsia.
Yeah. Other apps let you check in, check out.
Yep.
So those kinds of, do you have those kinds of?
We have that kind of system, because we need to track all the movement, the therapist, because this is for the insurance claim.
Yeah.
We track when the therapist start the job, and then we also track when the therapist end the job.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also help us to get more information if the therapist try to add more service, mm-hmm, with our concern. In our system, we have the mechanism,
mm-hmm,
to track the movement and then the check-in and check-out of the therapist, so that they cannot cheat behind the Paradise service.
I see. Okay, so there's transparency.
Transparency, yeah.
Okay. Tell me a bit about yourself, Hafiz, like a bit about your background, your expertise. Like, why start Paradise? From a personal standpoint, you know, what is your story? Well, what kind of expertise are you bringing into this new venture?
Okay, so my background, I'm purely on a developer. I'm developer and designer.
Okay.
So I'm started my first work experience. I work for Utusan.
Mm.
I'm for multimedia. And after that, with Avana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the core team Avana. We built the e-commerce platform, social commerce platform.
Okay.
And after that, I left Avana. I ran my own business. We call it Tech 100. Actually, the idea of the Tech 100, we want to empower all the startups, newcomers to become another level.
Yep.
But the company is not success. We fail for the business. And then I come up with this idea, with this business.
Mm-hmm.
This is Paradise.
Like a new venture.
A new venture, yeah.
And I guess you learn a lot. Like what are the lessons that you learned from your previous venture that you're bringing into Paradise, that you're making sure you don't repeat in this new venture?
There's one thing that I still remember until now. I need to focus wherever that I want to do.
Okay.
So because previously at Tech 100, we want to do so many things. We don't have target. We don't have
specific goals.
Specific goals. We don't have the specific goals.
Mm, mm, mm.
So I think that makes the company fail. What is our goal? What is our target?
Your main aim.
What is our main aim to get this business success?
Okay.
Right.
What kinds of challenges are you facing with Paradise?
So, the demand is very, very huge, mm-hmm, very big.
Mm-hmm.
Demand is very big, but there's a lot of customer book we cannot cater.
You got over demand.
Over demand. We got over demand because not all the therapists available for the job. Not sufficient enough to cater the customer.
Okay.
Right.
But do you compete? Do you have competition in the local market?
We have competition. Of course, we have competition. That makes us more mature enough.
Mm.
Because but I think we already solve one, because we really focus on the beauty. So that's make us different with others.
Okay. What about like traditional spas and massage centers and all? Are they also competition for you?
They are competition with us, but also can become our partner. There's a few salons or traditional massage center, they don't want to hire therapists.
Okay.
Because overhead, right?
Mm.
Overhead, and they want to pay every month. Sometimes they don't have so much job at the center.
Yeah.
So sometimes they book Paradise when they have a job, and then our therapy will go to the spa, the salon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we we collaborate each other, win-win situation.
You help each other.
We help each other, yeah.
What about expansion plans? Like what is Paradise doing to sort of grow to the next phase?
Okay, so right now we are really focused on the Klang Valley, Selangor, mm-hmm, and Kuala Lumpur.
Mm-hmm.
And soon, early March, we expand to Johor and a few states.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, right now we are in the fundraising to expand outside of Malaysia.
That's outside of Malaysia?
Outside of Malaysia, yeah.
Okay.
So we actually last year we went to Cambodia and a few countries. So mm-hmm, we try to see the culture, we try to see the market there. So yeah, there's a lot of potential over there that can bring Paradise to their market.
Right. I've been speaking to Hafiz Safi, CEO and founder of Sparadise, an online tool that lets you book spa treatments on demand and in your home. This interview is also available via podcast on the BFM website, bfm.my, or the BFM app, which you can get for free on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. We are also on iTunes and Spotify. You can find us there under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.